Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The EFF has asked National Assembly Speaker Togodiziza to establish an ad hoc committee to investigate non-compliance with regards to Section 13A of the Pension Fund Act. And this is on the back of people really hoping to get that into that two-pot system where they were able to get into some money, where they were able to at least use it for some emergencies. We've been speaking about the two-pot system for a while now. And unfortunately, some have discovered that their employer has not been contributing to their pension funds. On the line with us is Senawa Tambo, who is an EFF Member of Parliament. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Tambo, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and greetings to your listeners.
This is quite concerning when you look at the number of, and I don't even have the number in front of me, but when I think of the fact that municipalities are some of the employers that are not paying forward pension funds, security companies, and the list goes on. Do we have a sense of how big the size is?
It's extremely concerning. So from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority's latest report, it's about 172 municipalities and more than 2,000 private security companies who have essentially been deducting money from the salaries of their employees but not handing over to their relevant pension funds. Now, municipalities, as things stand, owe about 1 billion of workers' pension funds to the relevant municipal pension funds and their administrators, and private security companies owe more than 6 billion. So in total, it's around 7 billion rand, which has ostensibly been stolen or misappropriated from workers. And it's quite concerning that it took the two-part system for this panic to set in, because as the EFF, we had raised the alarm on this since January, following the FSCA report of September last year. We have written to the Minister of Finance, Inoko Dongwana, in February. He's blatantly ignored us for over 8 months. And it has taken people having to go through the pain of seeing for themselves that there's nothing in their pension funds after working for 15 to 20 years at a time, for them to know that they've been essentially robbed.
Just, you know, high level, is it because municipalities and, you know, these companies do not have the funds, or is there something more sinister going on here?
It's implausible for them to not have the funds because they've deducted them from their workers' salaries. So the it's a large-scale fraud. It's a large-scale defrauding of workers, because the money is there. They deduct it. What we must all be questioning is what happens, the pipeline between them deducting that money and them handing it over to the relevant pension fund. And there's nothing honest that could be going on with that, because there's no municipality that can say to us that the pension fund or the pension monies of workers is part of their revenue-generating areas, is part of their operational areas of using money, because that money shouldn't be part of a municipality's budget. It shouldn't be part of a private security's budget for its own operations to continue. So there's only a sinister and nefarious reason for this to have happened. And I'll give you an example. There's the pension fund administrator for the Municipal Employees Pension Fund is a company called, what is it? It's a fund called the Akani Administrator's Pension Fund, which is run by someone who I won't name right now, but who has essentially been accused of utilizing his power as a manager of the pension fund, as an administrator, to sell his own land to the very same pension fund that he's managing to a tune of 733 million. So that collusion and that corruption is part of the reasons why we're calling for the establishment of an ad hoc committee, because pension fund administrators, employers, municipal managers, even asset managers, who are the ones who misinvest pension funds of workers, because we know pensions in South Africa are used for various investments. A part and parcel of the stealing of workers' monies.
And just to be clear, you know, for all of us to follow, what you're saying about the money being there is that even in your books, the money does leave the system. So it does, it's accounted for. It's not like, you know, it's not there. Whether it's a municipality or whatever, it's accounted for, it leaves. But the question is, where is it going in that pipeline?
Absolutely. So even as an employee, on your payslip, it's written down that it has been deducted for UIF purposes, Provident Fund purposes, or health benefit purposes. But it's not going where it's supposed to go. And when you retire, or if you were unfortunately to pass away, if your loved ones try to claim that money, they'll find that there's no money there. There's some painful stories you receive as the EFF through our labor desk, where people say they've been working for 15 years and they'll find there's only 300 rand in their pension fund. So quite harmful, and the two-part system is a very painful way for these workers to find out.
Now, I've also heard some horrifying stories. Any response yet from the Speaker of Parliament, or when did you send the letter out?
We only sent the letter to her yesterday, okay. So I think we should give her the benefit of the doubt and time to respond. But the Minister of Finance has had 8 months to attend to this matter as an executive authority. All the municipalities over the tendering system where municipalities give contracts to private security companies, and he hasn't done nothing about it. And I don't want to throw any accusations into the air, but we know that Enoch Godongwana in 2011 was accused of defrauding the pension fund of textile and clothing workers to the tune of 93 million rand when he was running a company called Canyon Springs with his wife while he was Deputy Minister of Economics and South African Development. So that dubious history is just something that makes us uncomfortable. We try to engage with him in a civil manner through writing letters to him, trying to have meetings. He's been non-cooperative, and it's unfortunate that he's reached this stage.
Well, I appreciate your time, Sinao Tambo, EFF Member of Parliament. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.